We head back to the woods for our next story. This one's not about trees or salvage logging or the politics of forests. This one's about bears and staying safe when you're out camping or hiking.
It's really important to engage people on how to recreate responsibly and safely in bear country.
Rob Krabild is the Northwest representative for Defenders of Wildlife, which was one of the sponsors of a workshop Wednesday at the Sachin Lake Fire Station in southern Ponderay County. A couple of dozen firefighters and members of nearby communities were tutored about human-bear interactions. The overarching theme was, bear spray is your friend.
Bear spray is by far and away the best tool that you can carry out into bear country with you. It's proven to be more effective than any sort of lethal control of bears when you're in a bear encounter situation, and it keeps the bears alive. The Selkirks has a small but growing population of grizzly bears. We're seeing them get to a point of recovery that we're really excited about, but that then brings a whole host of challenges with it. So it's important to talk to folks who live alongside these bears, make sure that they have the information and the tools that they need to live their lives safely and responsibly alongside grizzly bears.
State wildlife conflict specialist Candace Bennett talked about black bears and grizzly bears and how you can tell them apart.
So the general differences is not size and color. So black bears can be all different ranges of color, and size can be deceiving as well. Another thing is that distinguished hump of the grizzly bears.
Where's the hump?
So the hump would be on the shoulder area, just kind of behind, you know, the neck piece, and usually that's pretty distinguishable. They get that hump from digging and looking for grubs and things like that in the dirt. Black bears don't have that distinguished hump. Another thing is grizzly bears have these really rounded ears, large face, small eyes, and a dish shape to their nose, versus a black bear has these very huge cartoonish type ears and a straight snout, and those are usually the best ways to distinguish when you're out in the field.
So what bear are people more likely to run into in this area?
Yeah, so you would more likely in Northeast Washington and throughout Washington in general, you'd actually see mostly black bears. There is a small population that's here in northeastern Washington of grizzly bears, but it's a pretty small number of bears between northern Idaho, northeastern Washington, and a big piece of BC. You would actually only see their last count was approximately 80 animals. So compared to thousands of black bears within Washington state. So you're more likely to run into a black bear.
So you were giving lessons for how to act when you encounter one of these bears. So give me some of that information.
Yeah, so if you're out hiking on the trail or you're hunting and you see a bear, regardless of whether it's a black bear or a grizzly bear, what you want to do is you don't want to run. That's the first thing. You want to try to make yourself look bigger, wave your arms, talk quietly to the bear so that they know that you're there. If you do have a situation where the bear is looking at you or looking in your direction, always carry bear spray. It's so important. That's your first line of defense if you do have a close encounter with a bear.
We'll get back to this conversation shortly, but first, a quick detour with Bennett to bear spray target practice. These firefighters, some of them wearing fluorescent yellow vests, file outside and queue into three lines. About 10 yards in front of them is a cardboard cutout of a grizzly. The goal of this exercise is to practice shooting the bear with bear spray. The participants hold aerosol cans with both hands and take aim.
So this is what I'm going to do. So I'm going to count down, 1, 2, 3, and then you can spray just a couple quick spurts. All right. 1, 2, 3.
All right.
Good job. Make sure you put the cap on.
Bear spray is strong pepper spray, and after a few rounds of shooting, you could smell it in the air and breathe it. With target practice out of the way, we resume our conversation about close encounters of the bear kind with Candace Bennett.
If they keep coming at you or coming your direction and you can't back away slowly, you can't get to a safe location, what you're going to want to do is you're going to use that bear spray, a couple quick spurts, low to the ground towards the bear to try to get them to, go somewhere else. If, unfortunately, you do have a physical encounter with a black bear, you want to fight back. There, most of the time with black bears, it's a predatory attack, so they're actually looking to eat you. And so you want to fight back. You want them to think, gosh, you're too much of a problem and don't eat me. With grizzly bears, though, however, for the most part, it's a territorial. It can be a predatory attack. And so when you are encountering a grizzly bear, because most of the time it is a territorial encounter, you don't want to look them right in the eye because that now you see them as a threat. If you do have a physical encounter with a grizzly bear, what you want to do is you want to play dead, protect your neck, protect your head. There's a couple different recommendations for that, whether that be, you know, curl up in a ball, protect your head and neck. There is some recommendations to lay flat on the ground, which I, you know, try your best to try to do that. And those would be my recommendations if you come across bears in the wilderness.
So you also posed that question of bear spray versus bullets. So where do you come down on that?
Yeah, so interesting enough, I'm actually certified in weapons, several different guns for my job. I don't carry them in the field. I actually only carry bear spray. With bear spray, you don't have to be as accurate as you do have to be with a bullet. And so if you think about, you know, shooting a bear that's charging you, you know, you're talking about 35 miles an hour, that can close a very short distance extremely quick. If you just injure that bear, you could upset the bear, and now you're going to have a physical encounter. Bear spray gives you that a little bit of space. It also, like I said, you don't have to be as accurate. Creating a cloud creates them just enough to say, hey, back off, bear. And so I always carry bear spray. And it's not just for bears also. There's other wildlife that you can encounter when you're in the field that it works well on as well.
That's Candace Bennett from the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. There is one hazard with bear spray, and that's the possibility that someone might mistake you for a bear, or you could suffer a self-inflicted wound. That's something Mike Jensen has been working on. He's the Ponderay County Extension Director for Washington State University. He's developed a protocol for EMTs and even regular people to follow in case of bear spray accident.
A small recommendation is to carry a sterile saline solution, at least for the eyes, to help protect the eyes, and vision's important. And that's one of the things that can help to reduce the impact very quickly. Although once somebody's been compromised by bear spray, fresh air, a good breeze, and time are really the kind of the friends of that person, because it's going to burn and sting for quite a while.
So saline instead of water?
Yes, yeah, because even bottled water, what we have in your backpack in your water jug, still contains some bacteria, maybe some fungi, other things that can, basically if the eyes are compromised, if there is an irritation, that creates a port for those other things to get in. So the sterile saline solution, easy thing to carry with in your first aid kit, in your truck, or in your backpack. It's a little heavy, but I think it's worth it. If you've got a number of people going, at least one person carrying that saline solution will help. It can use it on burns or other things as well.
That's Mike Jensen from WSU Extension. By the way, the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife has a list of do's and don'ts in bear country. We've linked to it on the online version of this story on our website.